mentioned the Pistons scored O'Brien, so I can get to this one. That's fantastic, man. Nice game. Michigan State loses on the road to Illinois, 56-55. Free throws. Red Wings host Chicago tonight. Big Poppy going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Still one of my favorite This is Sports Center commercials. When he's
when he tries on the Yankees hat?
Yeah, who's the catcher from the Yankees? Because they're sitting at the table.
Gosh.
I forget his name.
Posada?
Yeah. All right, Posada.
Yeah.
And then the mascot walks by for the Red Sox. Like, No. So no Barry, no A-Rod, no Schilling, no Clemens. You could spend all day ranting and raving about this. You could.
Yeah.
Here's one thing you need to know. Roger Clemens does not care. He didn't care 10 years ago. He was never charged. He was never. Here's my only take on this, and I'm sure I'm not going to cut you off.
No.
Baseball, if you're telling the story of a sport, that's what the Hall of Fame, to me, that's one of the first things.
Right.
If you tell the story of a sport, do you need them in it? Does that make sense? You can't tell the story of pro football without Joe Montana, without Franco Harris.
Right.
Without Barry Sanders, without, I don't know, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman. You get my point. You can't tell the story of baseball without Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling in the postseason was one of the most dominant postseason
bloody sock
ever. The bloody sock, and then A-Rod. A-Rod already got punished.
Right.
He already got punished.
Yes.
He had a year off. He got suspended for a year. He got caught. Well, he confessed to it.
Right.
Barry Bonds was never punished by Major League Baseball because they couldn't catch him at it. Sorry. Same thing goes for Clemens.
Yeah, the one that bugs me the most is Barry Bonds. Because to me, he's one of the top five players to ever play baseball.
Sure.
And he changed the game in many ways. And I'm sorry, but everybody knew what was going on. You know, to me, Bud Selig, everybody knew to a point what was going on at that time. They needed to get fans back, and that's how you did it with the long ball. The home run chase is one of the most iconic things to ever happen in
sports.
Sammy
Sosa didn't get in. McGuire's not going to get in. Here's the one thing to contemplate. Not only did baseball chicken out when they went after, didn't by not going after these guys while they were playing.
Right.
They put it on the writers to punish them by not letting them into the Hall of Fame. That's like you're raising your kid and you go to your neighbor and go, would you spank my kid? I can't do it. It's a chicken you-know-what way out by baseball. And it's not surprising because this is also a league that put the commissioner in the Baseball Hall of Fame while he was still commissioner.
Right.
Get over yourself.
Yeah.
See,
I think they'll get in at some point as the newer crop of writers come in.
Well, there's a whole other generation of thing, but baseball is making itself irrelevant. They're doing
a great
job of doing it between the strike and all the rest of it. I love going to baseball games and watching it, but sorry. Anyway, I promised I wouldn't get frustrated about that. It is kind of, you're right, Barry Bonds, come on. I don't know what you guys think about it. Quick note, Sean Payton steps down after 15 seasons with the New Orleans Saints as the head coach. He did not say he was retiring. He said he was stepping away. There is a significant difference in what he said. Hold on, let me get the call. Hi, Sean, it's Jerry Jones. Come to Dallas. Sean, come to Dallas. We got oil. We got steakhouses. Come on to Dallas. We got horses and cows, and we got like a real quarterback. You can have a real quarterback. Sean, come to Dallas. Come on, I'll take you out to South Fork. We can figure out who shot JR together. Sean, it's Jerry Jones. Come to Dallas.
That'd be a good spot for him.
I don't. Again, the way he said, I'm not retiring. I'm just stepping down.
Yeah.
And then he said, stupid Taysom Hill. Anyway, walked off the mic. Anyway, sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use that code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX. Sean is here. Come on. Right, gotta go. Here's your clue. One-word title from Def Leppard.
Oh, good clue.
Low-hanging fruit. Although it's about half their songs, but we'll mock it in a little bit. We'll make you work a little bit. So dinner last night, sitting there with my beautiful bride, Kathy. By the way, we'll play Reelin' at 6:45, if I didn't mention the time. Sorry. And the dinner conversation, you know, Heidi, when you sit down to dinner, do you guys sit down to dinner or do you eat in front of the TV? What's the general rule of thumb on that?
No, we sit down.
Okay, we sit down last night. I made a nice dinner, salad, potato, chicken cordon bleu. Thought we'd have a, you know, our kids were all out of the house yesterday. It was just us there. Nice, quiet dinner. And you know what the conversation was?
What's that?
Nipples falling off.
Yeah.
Became the whole dinner conversation. This story came out of England. We have this posted. The keyword is...
Axe.
A-X-E. Now, why axe, you ask? Because a 19-year-old guy in England says he doesn't have nipples anymore after accepting a dare that involves spraying them with two full cans of Axe body spray. He says the cold froze them, then his friends flicked them and they broke off. The picture is of the nippleless man.
Yeah. It's a close-up.
So we were discussing the whole, is this real? It seems like it's real. Because we'll get to a call that we got yesterday about this at the end of the show.
Right.
In just a second. 248-398-9279, keyword axe. Do you think it's real?
Yeah, I think so. Like I was saying, I think people, they freeze off, dermatologists like freeze off warts and acne, you know,
skin tags and stuff like that.
So I'm sure you can. If it gets cold enough with that.
Apparently it did. But our buddy Justin at Paul's Interiors in Pontiac had a great question yesterday. After you flick the first one off, your buddy flicked the second one, knowing what it had just done to you? Who does that?
Oh, that's just the boys being boys. Oh, no, do the next one. Do the next one. See if that one happens.
They were 15, yeah. That's what it is.
Oh, no way. Do the next one, dude.
Okay. Is this something you would have tried with your buddies?
Maybe.
The fact that you paused, I think
we did like the icy hot thing
in the jockstrap thing, or what?
Yeah, just rub it all down below and then see who can last the longest. College baseball, man, things get weird in the dorms.
You think?
When you're not allowed to do anything.
Whose idea was that? Is this your? Please tell me this wasn't your idea.
Nah, I don't know whose idea it was. I think we just all had it because we used it for our shoulders and stuff. And then you do it, and then you go, all right, run into the shower. It's cold in there. It'll help you. But you turn it all the way to heat, to hot, real hot, so that it burns them even more.
Okay, here's the thing. One thing, Ryan's not just telling the story. He's grinning as he's telling this story.
Yeah, it's
so
funny.
Just so you should know that, yeah. No, that, did it hurt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Okay.
It burns like, it burns bad. So this guy definitely flicked his nipples off.
You think this is real?
Yeah.
You'll see the picture, keyword axe, A-X-E. We'll send you the link. It was the call we got at the end of the show, though. All right, I'm going to grab this. Am I grabbing this? Yes or no? Okay, it says Ciara has a nipple story.
Ooh.
Are we... Let me get the dump button. Ciara, good morning. Hey, turn your radio down.
Okay.
There you go. So now you have a nipple story, since we're talking about the guy whose nipples were frozen off.
I do.
Okay.
So my best friend's dad and family went on a trip, and their car was, like, breaking down. It was getting really hot. So when her dad went and popped the hood of the car, their, like, radiator exploded. And when it exploded, he literally lost his nipples, and they could not find them.
It blew his
nipples off. And for the rest of his life, he had one nipple because they only found one.
My balance is all thrown off after that. Oh my gosh.
Okay, what's weirder, that we told the story or we had a nipple call? Ciara, you're awesome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Saw a little squirrel running away with it.
Yeah. Okay. Really? Keyword axe. That's the dangest story. Miss Kathy said you don't want your friend to be lopsided. It's a valid point.
That's true.
If you're going to get rid of one nipple, you got to get rid of both.
Yeah, you take one side off of a cat's whisker, he walks funny, right?
They do.
Same thing.
They do. They don't like that. That's not something they're cool with there.
At least none of his buddies can run up and twist him anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Purple nurple!
No.
Can't do that.
So what does he do to relate to people when it's cold outside? Does he like get like jelly beans and just tape them underneath there or something? Again, this is what I spent dinner last night with my beautiful bride, Kathy, just talking about.
It's two Mike and Ikes.
Mike and Ike, is that he's going to name them? His artificial nipples? Okay. 626, keyword axe, A-X-E. If you think we're crazy, we think they're crazy. You'll see the picture of the nippleless man. Is that the first time you've put up a picture like that?
Yeah.
Not the last. Do you have any icy hot pictures you want to share?
No.
Okay, you sure? All right, that's good. Reeling coming up. I realize this is not a good clue. One word title from Def Leppard. There's only about 20 songs.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you want me to give a better clue?
No, let that marinate for a little bit. Yesterday we gave the easy clue. This one, intermediate as we work through the week. It's completely shut down. There was a really bad accident there. It's backed up to Inkster. That's where they're getting everybody off. But we just saw the shots.
Well, it's at Beach Daily, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where... Okay. Doesn't matter. It's a mess.
Right. They're getting you off at Inkster and back on after Telegraph there.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So to get you around it, but it is backed up.
And it happened at 2:30 this morning, so we know there's an investigation involved, so it's going to take... They just took one of the vehicles away. There's still another one there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. Just a heads up. Also, quick reminder, we got about 20 minutes left, and then voting closes for the Stone Soup car. We said 7 a.m. yesterday. So, keyword soup?
Yes.
You got time to vote?
Got time still.
Do the digital people let you access this now where you can check it?
Oh, yeah. I'm in there, baby.
Remember, you can vote once per day. Hold on. I think we're still getting nipple calls. Hey, good morning, Big Jim's house. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm calling about the frozen nipples.
Yes.
Okay, from an engineering point of view, I worked at the company that made the machines that make the X spray cans, fill them, and cap them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the material that goes in there would not freeze nipples. I don't know what this guy did, but it sounds like a lawsuit hoax to me.
Okay, well, this is like 4 years ago, they're claiming that they did this. So you're saying, like, the spray isn't cold enough to do that.
Exactly. The aerosol propellant in the can is not cold enough, can't get cold enough, so I'm going to have to call BS.
Okay.
All right.
Well, there we go. Well, yep. We appreciate you calling. What's your name?
Alan.
Alan. It's Big Jim. There's Ryan, man. We appreciate you listening in the morning.
Not a problem. Guys, have a good day.
Keyword axe, if you're like, what the hell are they talking about? This guy claims that 4 years ago, he and his friends sprayed entire cans of Axe body spray on his nipples in the locker room in high school, and then his friend flicked them, and the nipple came off. Then he put a picture up of a nippleless man. But we had one lady call who told us that it happened to her dad.
Her friend's dad.
Her friend's dad.
Yeah, with the broken down car.
Okay.
Which that one, still trying to get my head around.
Right, and his nipples came off as well. But now we had a gentleman say that it's all shenanigans. Figure it out for yourself, keyword axe. Why don't you quit looking at the guy's nipples? Would you please? Did you look at it yesterday? It's real. It looks real.
And he just got that smell off of him. 4 years later.
We do have audio from his friend.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Oh, God. So is it real or not? Anyway, keyword axe. Yes, this was the conversation at dinner last night.
Yeah, good day at table talk. Yeah.
Little chit-chat.
Yeah.
About the nipple talk. This is your home for nipple talk. We could talk about other things like our birthday party or Sammy Hagar tickets or Reeling coming up next, but no. We choose nipples. And you're still not willing to try this tomorrow on the air? If I buy the...
No, I don't want my nipples flying off.
We don't use them. There's no purpose for a guy to have these. None.
No.
Is there one medical reason for us to have those?
No. But my one's already messed up from when I had it pierced.
Okay, again, you don't have to rub it while we're talking.
Do you want to see it?
No. What's wrong with it?
It's just, like, constantly hard. It's because of scar tissue underneath it from when I had it pierced. Make fun of me all you want. That was the greatest... time with the women ever when you have that.
When you have your nipple pierced?
Yep, because they want to
see
show
it.
You, yeah, see it and then show you that they have theirs too.
Which, and you never went back to that school again. Yeah, it was very weird.
No, I didn't even go to that school. I just hung out there.
It's my fault. We brought up the nipple. See, Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden is speaking to her at the Fillmore this Sunday. Tickets available for that as well. Listen closely.
Robert De Niro is Al Capone.
There is violence in Chicago, of course, but not by me.
Kevin Costner is Elliot Ness.
I want to start taking the battle to him. I want to hurt Capone.
The Untouchables.
I have come to the Silver Dome like you to be part of this historic date.
Hey, good morning, Samantha. What year are we looking for?
1983.
No, not 83. Try again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You have a great day. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, Sharon. Thanks for holding. What year are we looking for?
87.
Yes.
Right on.
What is up, Sharon? How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. So you're going to go see Bruce Dickinson's speaking tour at the Fillmore this Sunday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, you have a great day. Are you on your way to work?
Nope. I'm actually taking my cousin to work this morning.
Look at you being so nice. All right. Well, Sharon, you hold on. We'll get all your info. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
If you didn't get through today, don't worry about it. We'll run it back tomorrow at 6:45. Just getting going, and you head eastbound on 96, heads up at Beach Daily, right?
Yes, right there at Beach Daily. Bad accident has it blocked back to Inkster, where they're getting you off to get you back on at Telegraph. Yeah. But just avoid that area. It's backed up, but I think they'll be there for a while investigating it.
Happened like 2:30 this morning.
Yeah.
And they're still out there. So, okay, eastbound 96 at Beach Daily. Okay. Stone Soup Boating, we still got 6 minutes. We'll pick car. We'll announce a winner. Who's going to be the, what's going to be the who? What's going to be the next Stone Soup car? Voting's pretty close. Did you look this morning?
Yeah, it is.
Did you really?
Yeah, it is.
Keyword soup, S-O-U-P. I know we're supposed to wait till 9, but what the hell? You want to announce it a little earlier?
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
CSX Big Jim's House, 657. You still got 3 minutes to vote. Keyword
soup.
We'll announce the winner. You guys have been fantastic. Stone Soup Project is back. Raising money, we're going to build a car for vets returning home. All the money stays right here in the Motor City. But we got to pick a car because we have to unveil whatever we're doing at Autorama, which is coming up first week of March. What's going on here? Hey, John, go ahead.
Yeah, there's an accident on 696 westbound before DeQuinder.
Yeah?
And it's down to, it's like, I guess, two lane, only getting through one lane.
All right, man. Slowing you down a little bit. Is everybody okay, or could you tell, or just... Drove by.
I was going eastbound. So
okay, all right.
All the lights.
Well, John, hey, appreciate you taking time out to call us and share that with everybody, man. Have a good morning.
All right, you too.
All right, later.
Bye.
Hey, Scott, you got an update on the accident on 96?
I got an update that it takes you about 15 minutes from the half mile mark to get off at Inkster Road. So I suggest get off at Merriman or Middlebelt.
Oh, that's
okay.
A good idea.
So start getting off earlier than
because the accident
saying, yeah.
Happened around, you were saying, Ryan, eastbound 96 at Beach Daily, and they're getting you off at Inkster. But you're saying, Scott, go back and get off where again?
Either Middlebelt or Merriman, it's a mile or two in front of it.
Right. Yep. Well, hang in there, man. I know this.
I got there. It was like right backed up to the half mile mark, and it took me 15 minutes to get off the freeway.
Good times, man. All right, buddy. Hang in there, man. Stay warm.
Oh, I'm already off of it, so I'm cool.
Look at it. All right, buddy. Well, you got your boots on. You're ready to work.
I'm on my way home. Midnight guy.
What do you do?
GM Milford.
Hey, man. Testing. Congrats to you guys. Busy day yesterday for our friends at General Motors.
Yes, it was.
That was a crazy day, man. All right, Scott, be well.
All right, you too. Have a good day.
One day I was driving down the road, and you know this. I'm a stalker with the garage page. And,
right.
And so I'm driving along, and I see one of the new Corvettes all wrapped up. It was one of, like, the Z06 version. So I start following it. And again, if you guys don't know, occasionally I will just... follow, and you see them all over Detroit.
Yeah.
If they're wrapped, if it's something that I'm trying to figure out what it is, I'll just go. I live in Waterford. I wound up in Milford. I follow this thing all the way to the testing grounds. I don't know what, like, I'm expecting them to pull over and go, come on in.
Yeah.
Want to see the car?
Let me take all, come on.
I did. It's sad.
That's all right.
I don't know. All right. So, but the big news this morning on 96 eastbound, the accident happened at Beach Daily. They're getting you off at Inkster, but Scott said get off before there.
Yeah, start getting off Merriman, Middlebelt.
You know what you need to give yourself, Ryan? Although we were freaking him out yesterday because we were talking about how long it was taking. And we only got about a month before Autorama. And then we lose a week because we got to get the car ready to ship down to Cobo. Huntington ain't paying me any money. So we needed to vote on this. And I don't, Ryan, you are talking about this. The cars that were offered up, stunning.
It was amazing.
Stunning.
Yeah.
The money's all going to go. We're going to do ticket sales. Tickets don't go on sale until Autorama. So it gives us another month to get all that organized for the raffle and everything.
Right.
And you'll be able to buy tickets. I had people yesterday texting me after the show going, can I get my ticket now? I'm like, I can't. It's... All the money will go to Vets Returning Home here in Roseville. An amazing charity helps out men and women, female and male veterans, a place to live, job placement, furniture stores, all this stuff. But the cars, It's a 78 Corvette. It's a 25th anniversary car. And yeah, these aren't in great shape, but we don't worry about that.
That's the point of this, though.
We can build it. We can do this. The Blazer. That big old Blazer, man. That thing is a beast.
Yeah, it is.
Kathy?
Yeah, Kathy sent that one in.
What a 79 great Blazer. We got trucks. One of them was actually offered up another Blazer, a smaller one. I think it was an 84.
Yes, you're right there.
Her son joined the Marines.
Right.
So he wanted to offer that up because he knows we're doing something to help out veterans with the Stone Soup car. And yes, this is the Stone Soup project that started almost 20 years ago here on CSX. Way back with J.J. Lynn. That was my first, like, month here when we came up with the idea. It's crazy. All right. So it's been a three-car race. We've tried not to let you know who's leading because we didn't want to taint the vote at all.
Right.
So do we have a winner?
Yes, we do.
The next Stone Soup Project vehicle will be
the 1973 Ford Bronco. Yeah. This was nail-biting, especially this morning coming up to the end of the voting.
It was crazy close. You guys were all over it. Now, our buddy Tom, the Pontiac, the Super Duty was in second, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tom, by the way, get well. He was in an auto accident. He's okay. He's in the hospital. He's okay. He had emailed us over the weekend. So
yeah, get better.
That vehicle has a lot of cool history to it as well. It was drag raced in Milan.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's going to be a 1973 Bronco. You get to work on that. The first people you got to shout out is, and just, we got time. You can tell the story. So, last year, Bill Brown Ford was going to build this Bronco to kind of pair up with the new Bronco for vets returning home. And then COVID hit, and it was hard getting people to work. And if you remember the auto industry, all the, they call them bump shops, the repair shops, it got crazy.
Right.
You didn't have enough people. More people were holding on to their cars. They couldn't get new cars because of chips. So all these body and collision shops were, and the men and women who work there know what I'm talking about. They're swamped. They couldn't finish the Bronco. So we mentioned to them, man, wouldn't it be cool? And they didn't hear anything because who's going to give up a 73 Bronco?
Right.
And then Matt Garko and everyone at Bill Brown Ford said, you want it? So they, because of the charity, and so they offered this up. So we're working on it right now. I mean, it's sitting there. Now I'm going to, as soon as we get done with this break, I'm texting Joe over at Bill Brown Ford to go,
yep,
we can go now.
Get moving.
Come on. Come on, because we're either going to do a Pontiac or one of these. We're either going to do that or this Bronco. Livernoy Motorsport had already delivered the motor last year.
Oh, wow.
It is a dressed out 302, which, and it is, I think I had a picture of it.
Yeah.
If you guys want to see the photo, we'll send you the photo of the motor. If you want to see what state the car's in, I got a couple pictures. We can text those to people?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to put any, I'm throwing a curveball at you there. But the whole point of this is none of this goes without you. Your votes, your support, and we're going to need a lot of help. There's a lot of body work that they're finishing right now that they were working on anyway, trying to get that done.
Right.
But last time I checked, it doesn't have a transmission.
Yeah, you need one of those. I know that.
So we'll get to work on that. I know that the guys at Paul's Interior have already stepped up and said they want to do the interior. I know Justin and them.
Yep, Justin just said, we'll put a badass interior in that Bronco.
So here's a question that was brought up. We were talking about contingencies for all of the top three vehicles, because the Blazer was third, right?
Yes, yeah, the big Blazer.
Right, the one, the 70,
the 79, yeah.
79. With this Bronco, it, and if anyone knows, it traditionally came with a hard top. However, you could put a rag top on it.
Oh, and then just be able to open up the whole thing.
Yeah.
In the summertime.
So do you go with the old school? You ever seen the white hard top that went in it back then?
Right.
It's a cool look. Or do you go with the rag top? See?
Ah, that's all decisions.
All right. So there we go. It's going to be a Bronco. The Stone Soup Bronco. Wow. We've never done anything like this.
Think, yeah, it's going to be a big,
the closest one we did next. It's been a while. I don't know how many years it's been since we did a Stone Soup car. 6, 7, 8 years?
I would say 8. My first year here. was the last one.
So the idea is simple. It was the idea was from the listeners. Actually, when I moved here, this is my 20th year at CSX. We came up with the idea. It was back with JJ and Lynn. And we came up with the idea to build a car from the ground up for charity. And it was supposed to be just for fun. The charity part wasn't even part of it. It was right. Just, let's build a car and go cruise with her just to be doofy. Like Tim Allen would build a car. At Home Improvement, we drive it out of the garage.
Yeah.
And Stone Soup, the name came from a listener that everybody pitches in. And then immediately became something much bigger. So we thought, if we can find something that everyone in Detroit can get their arms around, let's do it. So we're building a car from the ground up. A wonderful charity. Vets Returning Home here in Roseville. Sandy Bauer, you know the work they do. Hopefully you do. And then the voting was crazy close. But the winner was...
the 73 Ford Bronco.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're asking a question about this. It has a hard top. By the way, if you want to see what it looks like now, we took some pictures and got a couple pictures of it because we got pictures of all the cars. And we also got a picture of the motor from Livernois Motorsports. Do you do a rag top on it or do you put the hard top on it? I don't know a lot about the old school Broncos. Who do we ask? We're honestly asking because we don't know. This isn't like all of a sudden there's magically going to be somebody appearing on the phone going, here's the deal. Would you rather see the cool hard top in it or have a rag top?
My first thought is the rag top just because you can open it up in the summertime and have it fully open, right?
From what I understand, you can just bring it all the way back.
Which, come on. No top on that thing in the summertime.
Be cool. Hold on. Kathy's got a Stone Soup idea. Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
We're good. Welcome to Big Jim's house. Sitting here with Ryan and Manju. And you got a Stone Soup idea?
I have a question. Why can't the awesome people that donated these cars to you guys, the ones that are left, auction off with their permission and that money goes to the vets?
Well, it's
you know,
funny.
The cars as is.
It's funny you mention that because Sandy's got a guy who actually does vehicle restoration for them. And takes cars and turns them around for veterans.
Right.
So, you know, we're doing after the show. One of the things is we were going to contact all the people whose car wasn't selected and ask them if they're willing to donate it. So you're kind of ahead of the curve. Great idea, though, Kathy. Thank you.
Well, congratulations to you guys. A great idea. And have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That's Kathy. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. We really were going to do that. That's so wild that she called with that idea.
Right.
Because Sandy said, well, can we have the other cars for the guy? And I'm like, I don't know.
It is a great idea.
Okay, Doug said both like a Jeep.
Oh, yeah.
So you can do that? You can get a hard top and a soft top for the Bronco?
Oh, I don't. I know you can get the hard top and take that apart.
Okay.
On the Jeep. So maybe that's what he means.
A removable hard top?
Yeah.
And then a removable. Okay. We honestly don't know. If you want to see the photos, we'll just text them to you. Did you get them? I sent them over to you.
Yeah, yep, I got them.
Just a couple. Yeah. Trisha said, I'm glad the Bronco won. You guys said it would bring the most money for our veterans, so that's the one I've been voting for. Yay. Okay. Okay, I've heard about this place. Did you see the text from 313 about building the Bronco?
Oh, yeah. Jeff at Jeff's Bronco Graveyard in South Lyon.
Now, we've been told about, someone else mentioned this to us. Apparently, this is like one of the places to get Bronco parts. Stone Soup Car, if you just joined us, is going to be a 73 Bronco. The Stone Soup Bronco. It won by just a couple of votes over the Pontiac.
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've heard about this place. Did you Google them?
Yeah, I'm on the website right here.
Good stuff.
Oh, they got, oh my gosh. Name a Bronco a year and he's got parts for it.
Really? We got a buddy up to Jeff.
Yep.
Okay, so this is someone we got to get to know. Somebody texted in the 734, said structurally a convertible and hardtop are different body-wise. You need more physical structure on a soft top so it doesn't flex.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're getting engineering, aren't we?
We're over my pay grade on this one.
We press buttons and play Bob Seger.
Does it start? Can I drive it?
Me no turn wrench. Oh, Michael's saying, hold on. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, buddy. Welcome to Big Jim's house. So you're saying the 73 had a hardtop convertible?
Yes, it was a hardtop. It basically was a hard shell that you took off.
So you just reach underneath and unlatch it and take the whole thing off?
Yep.
Really? Okay.
Yes, my ex-father-in-law had one. It was a 73. It was called the old beach style Bronco, but we used to always call them.
Okay. Well, there we go,
and
man.
They are. All right. Thank you.
And they're pretty. I mean, obviously, this Broncos white hot right now. There's going to be a lot of people that'll want it.
Oh yeah, definitely. The 73 Broncos is a well known old style Bronco. That's beautiful vehicle to fix up.
Dude, man. All right, Michael. Have a great day, bud.
You too, man.
All right, bye. Yeah, when we were there, when we went to check out that car, we checked out a lot of the Stone Soup cars. The top was sitting off to the. It was on a pallet.
Yeah.
They'd got it. I don't know where they got it, but it's like brand new. I mean, it looks brand new. They said it was original, too. So, anyway, if you want to see the pictures, just text us. We'll send you the link. But it is a Stone Soup Bronco. Now, tickets go on sale at Autorama. So, we got a month. Start working on the body of it. And the motor and seats and brakes and interior and wiring and harnesses and electrical and glass and mirrors and the sound system and everything else. Other than that, we got everything covered.
Yeah, we're good.
Why do I bring this up and then my blood pressure goes up?
It's all right. That's what we got Doug for.
So his blood pressure goes up? Cool. All right, man.
Now, strange things are afoot at the Circle K. Big Jim's house goes deep into the world of weird. It's time to open the CSX Files.
If you miss any of the CSX files, all you got to do is text us. The keyword is
file.
You can subscribe right there. We'll send them to you. Start off with a good Florida story. Guy in Florida arrested Saturday. Cops found a bag of syringes in his pocket. Also found a bag of fentanyl. He's doing court next month. This is Saturday afternoon, too. This guy was hiring a lab rat.
Yeah, feeling it.
So when they arrested him, they said, get this bag of syringes. What did he tell the police officers? He's using him to go fishing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Bend the ends, make a hook.
I guess. He said he had a bag full of syringes. They said he claimed they weren't for drugs, they were for fishing. He said he used them for fishing, but he did not elaborate, so we don't know. Syringe fishing is definitely a thing. It's not a thing. He didn't have any other fishing equipment with him, by the way. He had nothing else other than the syringes.
He's just trying to be one with nature. He's going to find some, some root to make the pole.
Okay. So, organic fishing with syringes? With syringes.
Yep.
Okay.
Got to go get them tweaker, trout.
Yeah, so he's got problems, too. He did have a cigarette pack full, like we mentioned, of fentanyl inside. They arrested him for possession. And he still wouldn't get off the story, so they slapped him in the face and said, snap her out of it. That was the only fishing joke I had there. Is syringe fishing a thing? I don't know.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, if you use the fentanyl throw, I mean, get those fish to quiet down pretty quickly.
Say
and
hello
them.
To my little fish. Okay, man? You get the syringe, you catch the fish, you catch the fish, they get in a boat, you get the women.
Yep.
It's just like in Scarface. Okay, next story.
Yeah, this one made me 100% think of our grounds for divorce because this guy took off before the wedding, before he could even get divorced.
Yeah.
He found out his fiance said, you know what? I'm going to cover all the wedding plans. I'll take care of it. I know you don't like doing that stuff, so don't worry about it. As they got close to the wedding, they're a week away. He finally found out what the plans were. She was going to do a full themed wedding of the Titanic movie. To the point where the room looks like it, they get married on a makeshift front of the ship.
On the bow up there, the scene with Jack and them. Yeah, okay, I get that.
This is where the guy started to get weirded out and was like, no, 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 we're not doing this. The cake is the iceberg from the movie. I don't think that's a great omen for getting married to have the iceberg as your cake.
No.
Then this is the real kicker. She said, we have scripted parts that we're going to act out from the movie scene. and she plans on getting the guests involved as well.
Okay, here's the deal. Now, this is weird as hell, right? We agree on that.
Yeah.
What is this dumbass doing that he's not aware of this until a week before the wedding?
That's what I'm wondering.
What is this guy doing? He does not notice any of this stuff.
Disengaged, are you?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, this... I'm not saying your marriage was going to fail, but it was going
to
fail.
Yeah, and then he really freaked out when she goes, we're going to go out to the lake after this, and I want to sleep on a door. We're just going to take the night
That's
out
where
on
your
the
honeymoon's going to be in a door? Which, again, if you've ever watched Titanic at the end of it, by the way, spoiler alert, the boat sinks. Do you know they actually scientifically figured this out? There were 24 ways for Jack to fit on that door with Rose.
Yep.
He just didn't want to deal with her anymore.
No, he was done.
Right. Same thing there.
Yeah, you whining about your rich life all the time.
Listen, God, we're not jaded at all, are we?
No.
Okay.
You didn't even pay me for that picture I drew of you.
So, yeah. Okay, so Titanic, that was not an option for you and Heidi, the Titanic-themed wedding?
Oh, no way.
What movie would inspire, would your wedding have been inspired on?
Oh.
Heidi has no say in this. It's just you. Ryan Logan,
it's
you're
just
picking the wedding.
Me?
You get to pick the wedding.
I would just recreate the wedding scene from Step Brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the one?
Have the Billy Joel Piano Man. Okay. Strictly 80s, sir.
You would do the Catalina wine mixer,
yeah.
Guys?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not bad. I don't know. I would want something a little more fun than Titanic. Sophie's Choice.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Dated reference there. Anyway, I don't know. Last story, and it's a heads up for people, too. Customer service here. Devon Burkett of England is going viral because her skin turned green. Why? And I looked this up this morning before we went on the air. This is the thing. These tanners that you wear, you know, that you put on the tanning lotion, the
right.
Self-tanning, they have an expiration date.
Oh.
And if you use them past the expiration date, it'll turn your skin different colors.
So oh,
She turned green.
So you turn into the Hulk if
she
you use...
She looks like Shrek.
Oh, that's sad.
Donkey. Yeah, she looks green.
That's a bummer. She's got to wait till midnight to go out every day now.
That's right. Hold on. Yep. She said, I had my feet up on the coffee table and I looked down at my feet. They were really, really green. I jumped up and looked in the mirror and that's when I noticed how green my face was. I looked like Shrek. I was bright green and even worse in person. And she's not invited to the Titanic wedding because she's green.
Yeah.
And yeah, that doesn't work.
Love stinks.
Okay, it's time for our second chance romance. Did you blow it? Were you part of a Valentine's Day that just, well, for lack of a better word, Ryan sucked? Here's your chance. Now, tell us your story. You can either call 248-398-9279 or email us. Well, actually, keyword is...
Chance.
And we'll send you the link.
Yes.
One of these stories gets dinner for two on Valentine's night at the Whitney in downtown Detroit. 6:30 table for two. You went with Heidi last year.
Oh, it was amazing.
This is muy romantic.
Yeah,
so whoever it was, you either deserve a good Valentine's Day or you screwed it up so bad you got to make it up to somebody. That's Amy Morris. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Great.
So, Amy actually originally emailed us the story, but we wanted to get you on this morning. Do you have a story about your Valentine's Day that went wrong?
I do.
So, what happened?
Oh, well, I got set up, and, you know, it was one of those things where you try not to judge the person by how they look.
Sure.
But when they look like they just literally... got out of bed and came out, you're like, okay, well, maybe they have a good personality. That's fine. So I decided, okay, I'm going to give them a chance. And the date just did not progress. It just got worse. Everything about him just, it was an awkward moment. But when you're set up, you don't know what to do. So you kind of freeze. And you hope that maybe it will get better. You know, I'll have a couple drinks maybe, and I'll be funnier, and that will be okay. But it wasn't.
So, Amy, what was the agenda for Valentine's Day? Amy, what was the agenda for Valentine's Day then? Romantic dinner kind of thing? What did you guys do?
Well, we went out to dinner, but it just he was eating off my plate, and he just had very poor etiquette, and his car just was not operating correctly, and he wanted to take me home. And I noticed that one of his tires was deflated. And he said, okay, don't worry, I'm going to call AAA, we'll be fine. And then he wanted me to get back in the car, because he said, it's makeout time. And I'm like, makeout time? What? No. That's not how it works. You don't give me a lousy date and then expect to make out.
All right.
I'm not doing that.
Wait a minute, Amy. We're guys. Well, hold on, Amy. We're guys. So you're, wait a minute. Just to be clear, you're telling us if we yell make out time, we don't get to make out every time? What the hell?
No. You okay. Romance me a little bit, right?
Yeah, this is a pretty crappy Valentine's Day so far. So then what happened?
Well, he kept trying to persuade me to get back in his car. Oh, come sit down for a minute. It's cold outside. You'll be fine. Let's have good conversation. And he kept, but there was no substance. I just felt like I was sitting there frozen in time. And I couldn't do it anymore. I had to get out of there.
So what'd you do?
I just told him I wasn't feeling well.
And you got a ride home? What did you do?
I walked.
You walked home?
Look, okay, it was not a fine moment, but when you want to get out of somewhere, you do whatever you can.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, because when it's not makeout time, it's not makeout time.
Right.
We learned that when Amy's call this morning. Oh, my God. All right, Amy, well, you are definitely in the running for this. Are you in a relationship now? Are you good?
Yes, I'm in a relationship now.
Okay, so this dinner at the Whitney would be fantastic, right?
You know, it really would, because it's one of those things where I want to feel that romance. I want to feel appreciated. And finally, I'm with someone who makes me feel those things. So I just feel like good things happen when you do wait and you don't settle for someone who isn't the right person.
What a eloquent thing to say. Yeah. Amy, you're awesome. Thank you so much for taking time out to share that, okay?
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Bye. Amy.
You too. Okay.
Bye. There goes Amy.
Oh, man.
Well,
just in her email, the one thing she said that was hilarious was we're going to see a movie was part of the date. But he said he forgot his glasses, so we couldn't go to the movies anymore.
Poor Amy, dude. Just wow. Kind of, am I getting punked? Where's Ashton Kutcher? Is he going to come running out?
Is that true, by the way? Wait a minute. But if I say it's makeout time, you women don't just automatically go.
Yeah, I thought that you just have to say that. Time.
You say that in staff meetings and Dahmer runs. It's really weird. Okay. The key word is
chance.
Second chance romance. Whew. Amy's definitely in the running. You got a story you want to share? Wow, almost cussed on the air there. You can call 248-398-9279. Big Jim's house, 751. About 20 minutes, like we promised yesterday. 35th birthday concert for CSX. Sammy Hagar and The Circle with George Thorogood opening up at Pine Knob August 23rd.
Woo!
Tickets on sale this Friday. You can win them all week. We'll play Beat Our Butts at 8:10. You'll take on either me or Ryan. I got my ass kicked yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Is that Donna that rolled me over?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, trucked. I got broncoed.
Oh, shoot it
in there. Hey! If you miss the news, voting closed at 7 a.m., this year's Stone Soup vehicle is a
1973 Ford Bronco.
And we cannot say thank you enough to everybody who offered up their vehicles. Some amazing cars, and you guys voted on it, and it was close.
Yeah, it was.
Really close. The Pontiac came in second, right?
Yeah, it did.
And then was the Blazer third?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 79 Blazer was third.
But all the vehicles offered up, the Mustangs that we had, and the fact that people, men and women all around Detroit, want to help out. So now we're going to build this Bronco. We'll unveil it at Autorama first week of March. And that's when tickets go on sale. And all the money goes to vets returning home.
Yep.
And now we got to figure out what the hell to do with the Bronco. Like, do we jack it up? We probably need a transmission. I don't think it has a transmission.
Yeah, you need one of those to drive, I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are all things you can get involved with. Keith, good morning. You got some Stone Soup stuff for us?
Yeah, they made a half top, hard top for the Bronco, and they're very rare. If you can find one of those, it looks like a little pickup truck.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they're cool looking. I've only seen maybe three of them.
Okay, a half top.
But I bet you that guy at Jeff Bronco could tell you about it.
You know what? He's got a few photos of those, and because they come with, or a lot of people add roll cages and stuff to the back of them,
right?
To make them even buffier right. looking. Yeah, they're pretty cool. It's like an El Camino Bronco.
Yeah, it's like a short looking pickup truck.
Yeah, right.
And I've got a color for you. This is the color of my 66 Shelby Fastback. It's called Ember Glow. Look it up.
Ember Glow?
It looks like an ember, like a burning ember.
Okay.
And it looks like a brand new penny with metallic in it. It's a beautiful color.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Keith.
And they used to match that interior with a parchment. Interior.
Listen to this guy. He knows his
you
stuff.
Know
all right, Keith, we're going to call on you for help during this, okay? All right, bud.
All right, brother. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dan, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem at all. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for everything that you do, and congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. Listen, with the Bronco, man, who knows more about Broncos than Mr. Nugent?
We should get Uncle Ted involved.
I mean, he's a Bronco guy.
He is a Bronco guy.
He is a heavy-duty Bronco guy. Anybody that knows anything about Broncos, it would be Mr. Nugent.
I remember the first Bronco I drove was in Southfield in 1969. I drove into Southfield High School. I was performing with the Amboy Dukes. Four-speed, a C4 coupled. Oh, it was incredible. I remember it so well, Dan. It was like it was yesterday.
It probably was.
1971. I was in Wickstrom. I was driving a Bronco. I remember it like it was yesterday. All right. Well, we'll call Uncle Ted. See what he says.
I think he should, man. I think he could give you some ideas and maybe even some help.
There you go. We'll put him to work, man. Dan, have a great day.
Hey, you too, man. Thanks a lot for everything you do.
You're welcome. Thank you. Are you kidding me? None of this goes without you guys. We come up with all the stupid ideas we want.
Right.
None of this happens. Everybody jumping in. So, we need your help now. StoneSoup@WCSX.com. You want to get involved? Here's your chance. All the money's going to go to vets returning home. I looked at that half top. Do you like that look?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah. Ford Bronco half cab, I believe, is the term for it.
It looks like someone took an F-150 and just cut it in half and smashed it together. It looks like one of those little Tonka truck things.
It does. Yeah,
but it's
does.
A style. It's a look. Now, I don't want to taint the pool again because we're going to have to vote on this as well.
Right.
Hard top, soft top, or the half crap. There, I did it again. I'm sorry. All right. Sammy Hagar tickets on the way. Did you open your present?
No, not yet.
Do it.
Okay.
So our buddy Scott, Screaming Scott, next door, our sister station, The Riff, does nights. He had a present in here, and we weren't supposed to open it until a certain time.
Right.
What is it?
Oh, there's more. Oh, man.
You got a onesie. Okay, his band Chit, C-H-I-T, is one of the best bands in the Motor City. And you got a Chit
that is
Happens
amazing.
Onesie.
Oh, in black and white.
You got to post those, man.
God, you are the best, Screaming. Thanks,
Screaming,
buddy.
You are the best.
That's amazing. I love it.
That is so sweet of him to do that.
Chit Happens.
Yeah, C-H-I-T. Make sure you announce that properly. We got to be enunciate that one.
Oh, that's perfect.
Why does it say The Freak on the
look
back?
Look at him. Even different sizes so we can keep him in it. Wow.
Yeah, if it's your kid, it'd make him out of shape like a bowling ball. So we'll get to that next. I thought it was funny yesterday. I sent you the text message is what I did. My son didn't think it was funny. I put it up on our Facebook page, by the way, Big Jim's House at WCSX. So I was waiting, just sitting around waiting. I had an annual physical with my doctor.
Right.
He said, congratulations, you're 5 pounds from being around. Anyway, so my son is using my DoorDash account. The Dash Pass, is that what it's called? Where you subscribe annually, you know, and they waive some of the fees or whatever.
Oh, okay,
I'll probably get him in trouble for this. But anyway, he was using it. So we see when he orders stuff, too. He's working at home. He works for Ford. So he ordered I don't remember what it was. That's not important. But I'm sitting there waiting, and I see that the order's up. So you can talk to the driver if you've never DoorDashed. You can send him a message. So I sit there and I'm bored and I said, hey, thanks for delivering this order. Now, understand, this is going to my son's house in Waterford, not my house. It's not my order. It's his order. And the driver responds, the lady, I think her name is Ashley. Of course, I should be there soon. So I responded, drive safe. I have two ducks and a couple pet mini llamas, but they're inside. So then she responded, darn, would have been cool to see, LOL. So I'm like, okay, now I'm really into this.
Yeah.
So I responded, they're fun. That one was in an Adam Sandler movie 2 years ago. Now, Ryan's on a Zoom call with Ford. There's nothing he can do about
this.
No, because
he can't get on his phone.
He is pinned down while his dad is talking to the delivery driver. So then she responds, that makes them even cooler. You, the ducks, and mini llamas have a great day. 2 exclamation points. To which I responded, thank you so much, exclamation point. The ducks just unison quacked. They're so happy now. I've got them dressed in matching sweaters. She responded, LOL, you're awesome. This convo made my day. Ryan was thrilled that he did that. He said, now their house is officially known as the Weird Duck Llama House.
No, this lady's going to, every delivery's coming from Ashley now because she wants to see those ducks.
She wants to see the ducks and the llamas. One of them was in an Adam Sandler movie. It's all in the detail, Ryan.
Oh, man.
It's all in the nuance, the little details. So, anyway, if you're in Waterford, stop by the Llama Duck House. He won't call the house that, Sugar Bear. All you got to do is
beat our butts.
248-398-9279 is our house phone. The mongoose is going to stack up the calls in the other room there, and we will be ready to go. Here's how it works. Ryan and I each have 3 questions written down. Neither one has seen each other's questions. You pick who you want to play. If you get 2 out of 3, you win. If you lose, the next person on hold wins for doing absolutely nothing. And you got to call your name.
Yes.
Was it Donna yesterday? She kind of panicked a little bit.
Yeah, call out your name if you know the answer.
Correct.
Yell it out.
Right.
Shout it out loud.
What? Good luck with Steel Dragon. Someone was watching Rockstar last night.
And we all die.
Believe in your dreams, Ryan. Believe in your dreams. Yes, I watch that movie every time it's on. Give me a number.
3.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, so now you know how the game goes, right? For Beat Our Butts, who are you taking on, myself or Ryan Logan Jr. Esquire III?
I'm going to do Ryan.
Okay.
All right, let's go, dude.
Not the first guy to say that. Okay, so yell out your name, Tom, okay?
All righty.
If you know the answer, and then we'll call on you. But don't give the answer until we call on you. I'm
okay.
Trying desperately not to over-explain this, Ryan. Sammy Hagar, George Thorogood, and the Destroyers. At Pine Knob, August 23rd, tickets on sale Friday, the CSX 35th anniversary concert. Here we go, question number 1. What city is home to the Empire State Building?
Tom.
Right.
Tom, go ahead.
New York City.
Yes, sir!
Quick on the draw there. All right, let's go. Hold on, I'm rolling up my sleeves.
Dude, he just rolled up his sleeves. Tom with 1.
All right.
Question number 2. Sammy Hagar replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer.
Tom. Ryan.
Tom for the win.
Gosh.
Van Halen.
Wow. Wow. I got to wake up next time.
Hey, Ryan, you know what my barber says? Next.
It's a quick draw there, Tom.
Tom,
good
job. You could be the best Beat Our Butts player we've had yet. Fantastic work, dude.
Thank you.
You are going to go see Sammy Hagar and The Circle with George Thorogood at Pine Knob August 23rd.
Can't wait.
All right, buddy. Hey, anyone you want to say hi to while you're on the air?
Nah, they don't know who I am.
Okay. Oh, wow. Dude's a rock star, too. I love the confidence. Tom, hold on, buddy. Hold on, man.
All right.
Okay. Tomorrow, 7:10. Because this time tomorrow we'll be doing Grounds for Divorce.
Right.
So tomorrow, 7:10.
7:10.
You got it? Okay, got it.
Got it.
Are we 0-2 this week?
Yeah, he was just so quick.
At least I got a question right yesterday.
I know. I had him right. I just couldn't.
Logan, today also the birthday of Eddie Van Halen. We found something pretty interesting. It is the whole board audio, or someone recorded this. I don't know where they got it. From the Kobo show in 84 with Van Halen. That was the Lost Weekend one that we talked about.
Right.
They brought the kid up on stage and clobbered him with a birthday cake and that whole thing. If you want to check it out, if you're into Van Halen, and we all are, text us. The keyword is...
Van.
Yeah. We'll send you the link right to your phone, and you can digest that almost 2 hours of Van Halen greatness.
Yeah.
We were loving, like, at the end of Ain't Talking About Love. David was just having fun with the crowd, man. David was feeling it in that show, man.
Yeah, he was.
At one point, you'll hear them stop because somebody whipped a bottle on stage and they had stopped and had to restart the song.
That was truly a lost weekend for a lot of people, I think.
Okay, you want to make somebody's head explode today in honor of Eddie Van Halen's birthday? Someone comes up to you and says, hey, I've never heard anything from Van Halen. What's the one song I should listen to? How? Is it Eruption?
That's the first one you go to just because of the start.
Jump? Jump's pretty iconic. I'm a big fan of Hot for Teacher, but the one that he was on the end of that, I've always thought this. Anyway, Van is the, and that's the entire concert from Cobo in 84.
Yeah, the whole the thing. Plus, underneath it, too, I just wanted to mention this. I did put up, it's like 25 minutes of just Eddie Van Halen solos from all the different shows over the years.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you.
So it's just a montage of a bunch of them.
Keyword Van, V-A-N. We'll send you the link right to your phone. It's the same number you used to call. I always forget that we just assume everyone knows how to do that.
Right.
248-398-9279. Same number you used to call, you text, we'll send you the link. That way you can look at it when you want to. Okay, still to come, we got a couple bear stories. Whoa. We'll get into that. I was thinking about this morning. It's been on my mind that we've had a lot going on the past couple weeks. And you and I, we're all guilty of it in life. We assume everybody knows what we're doing in our life.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So we assume everyone knows what's going on the show. That's not true. You're working, maybe you miss a day, you're on a phone call, you got to get the kids to school in a different time, whatever it is. So here's a couple, just a quick little thing. Number one, we did find out the gender of Ryan and Heidi's baby last Thursday, and it's going to be...
a boy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Exciting.
And earlier this morning, we did announce that the Stone Soup car will be not a car, but a truck.
Yeah.
But not really a truck, a Bronco.
73 Bronco.
Yes. So that is, it'll be the Stone Soup Bronco. We're getting to work on that now. Okay. Is that it? That's the big stuff going on right now, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then we're doing Sammy Hagar tickets tomorrow at 7:10.
7:10.
Another round of Beat Our Butts. But since you're going to become a dad, you got to start, there's a lot of things you got to work on. And you're doing a great job so far. I see you're losing weight. I can see it.
Yeah.
You're working out.
Trying.
Eating better. Getting the baby room done. Doing all that stuff. You're reading How to Be a Dad and all this good stuff. I sent you a book.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. Your dad jokes, though. You got to up your dad joke game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you one.
Okay.
Ken Jeong from The Hangover.
Yeah.
Here's a good one.
What concert costs only 45 cents?
I don't know, Ken. What concert costs only 45 cents?
50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
That was a good one.
Even my dog ran away.
Okay. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a good dad joke.
Oh, you know what's funny about the dad joke thing?
What's that?
Is I'm going to have to learn from my wife. She does a thing for her work every Friday that's called, like, Funny Joke Friday.
Yep.
And every one of them is, like, the most ridiculous dad joke she can find. I can't think of it. I was honestly scrolling through her Facebook just now to see if I could find any of them. But, man, she has some good ones.
It's really not surprising, though, because we've known that Heidi is the man in your relationship for a while, right?
Oh, yeah. She's I've always said that I'm fine with it.
Yes, he's totally cool with that
I get to do what I want to do. It's fine.
If you got any good dad jokes for Ryan, 248-398-9279. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So now I feel everybody's caught up. We're all up to date?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Anything else we need to know about?
No.
Is there anything else? We're missing anything? No, I think we're good. Okay, bear attack coming up in a little bit. You know we're going to forget something important. We probably honestly forgot something really important.
Right there.
Is it Geico does the commercials with all the people acting like their parents? You know the ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's either that or like Nationwide or something, but
248-398-9279 is our house phone.
Blue hair.
You know what kind of fish are in that pond? They won't tell you. They're being a little coy. Remember, like the kid's looking at him going, get away from me. Okay. If you have a dad joke for Ryan, 248-398-9279, we got to build this up. You've only got till the end of May. You got to be ready with your game.
Yeah.
Text message ones coming in?
Yeah, Michael said, here's a joke. Do you know when the hamburger gets a phone call?
Oh.
The onion rings.
Don't you judge in the other room, Manju. You've told plenty of bad dad jokes, haven't you? All holier than thou in the other room. I see him. St. Manju. 248-398-9279.
Got another one from Rich.
Go.
Ryan, have you heard the sick rumor about the peanut butter?
No.
You know, we probably shouldn't spread it.
See, that's good. All right, Manju, you got 5 minutes to come up with a dad joke because you're going to have to come in and tell it on the air. You on? Okay, he's working now. He's ready. It's hot butter on a roll. 248-398-9279. You need dad jokes, man. You need them.
Yeah.
You got to have it in your dad arsenal. You're working out. You're losing weight. You're reading stuff about being a dad. You guys are doing all this great stuff at home. You're getting ready for this. You're being responsible. You got a great vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. So you need to have your dad jokes. Andrew, now, what was the one again?
All right, so my best joke. So I actually just tweeted this one. So these two vegetables decided to go bowling, right?
Okay.
And first one walks up, throws a gutter ball. So he turns to his buddy and says, I'll have to settle for asparagus.
Really? Really? Okay, that's perfect, though, Andrew. Thank you, buddy. You have a good morning.
Yeah, you're welcome, you guys. Thank you, too.
Bye. Mike, you got some dad jokes for Ryan?
I have a couple, yes.
Go.
Wonderful.
Okay.
G-rated, not offensive. So when does a joke become a dad joke? Is it only when it's told by a dad, or is it also when it becomes full grown?
See, grown. Okay, that's a good dad joke. Okay, then.
And then I made this one up. I've been asking the women, does wearing the mask make you feel masculine? I hope I didn't mascara ya.
Oh, my God. All right, okay. Ryan's writing these down, Mike. Right. Mike, you're awesome, buddy. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Mike.
Can I tell one more?
Yeah.
So I think I figured out what most people did after Thanksgiving.
What's that?
Turn the bird into a turd. I know I did.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Of course, have a nice day, and I like smiles. They're a good thing. Yay.
Yay. You rock. Yeah. See you, bud. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. I think dad jokes have to be puns, though, right?
Yeah,
long-form jokes.
Yeah, no.
You
gotta
be like, boom, boom, boom. You got the quick ones you throw out that the whole family goes, stop. I don't know. I've never told these jokes before, yeah. So I'm trying to... It kind of hurt. Margie, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, you got a dad joke for Ryan?
Do you like laundry puns?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got loads. I got another.
Okay,
I went looking for camouflage pants yesterday.
Yeah.
Couldn't find any.
See?
Yeah, there we go.
See? He's going to be a good dad now. Margie, you're awesome. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Wait a minute. Was that a shot of you at the end of that?
Maybe.
That was a little bit. John, you got a dad joke for Ryan?
I do.
Go.
So Dolly Parton and the Queen of England are at the gates of heaven. St. Peter says, I only have room for one of you to get in. What do you got to show me? Dolly Parton pulls down her top, and the Queen of England says, all I did was douche this morning. So St. Peter goes, okay, the Queen's in. Dolly Parton goes, what's
this joke? Hold on. Wait. Hold on, John. We're not... We dumped that. Yeah.
It's one of them long form.
No. Again, it's got to be a pun. John. TiVo, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, my brothers?
You got a dad joke for Ryan?
Yes, I do. So there's two potatoes standing on the side of the road. Which one's the prostitute?
Oh, what is going on right now? Yeah, I know. Which one, TiVo?
The one that's stamped Idaho.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
You scared us, but that's not bad. All right, be smooth, buddy. Be smooth.
All right, man, be smooth.
Bye. Tom? Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. You got it? You got some dad jokes for Ryan?
Yes, I do. What do you do if you break your toe?
What's that?
You call a tow truck.
That's the simplest
is a magical dad joke.
Awesome. Have a great day, boys.
You too, bud. Bye. There he goes. Andrew, hey, thanks for holding. Welcome to Big Jim's house. You got a dad joke?
Oh, I'm back. I was the one in the car wash.
Oh, hey, bud. Yeah, you got one. So what is it? What's the other one?
What's a good name for a criminal?
What?
Robin Banks.
This guy's all over. Andrew, you're the best, right, man. Have a good morning.
One more.
Go.
What is a good name for a librarian?
What's that?
Paige Turner.
She used to be a traffic reporter here again, Paige Turner. Andrew, you're awesome. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Oh, this is what, can I read this one from Dave?
You have to. Go ahead.
I like this one. You know you can't use beef stew as a password?
Why?
It's not strong enough.
Fault. We're dad jokes. I don't want to get yelled at in the hallway by anybody. Ken Jeong was on Nick Cannon show yesterday. And they were telling jokes. And he told him this dad joke.
What concert costs only 45 cents?
I don't know, Ken. What concert costs only 45 cents?
50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
That was a good one.
Even my dog ran away.
His dad just walked out of the Zoom like, nope, I'm not doing this. So Ryan, being an expected father, baby's on the way at the end of May. You've got to have these dad jokes in your arsenal. Mongoose, who was judging the hell out of us from the other room.
I was.
You were throwing side eye at us.
Some of them were good. Some of them was just like, oh.
Well, that's the point of a dad joke. They're not all funny.
Yeah, they're not supposed to be good jokes.
It's crazy. I wish my daughter was here. She'd tell better nine dad jokes than anybody.
So we decided to have you come in.
Right.
And we want to hear your dad joke since you were judging the hell out of us from the other room.
Listen, I got one. This is a great one. It says an elderly couple is in church. The wife says to the husband, I've let out one of those silent farts. What do I do? The husband says, change the battery in your hearing aid.
That's not bad. Thank you, Mongoose. Thank you. I'll give you that. That's a pretty good one. Thank you, bud. He's all happy now. Did you read the one from Scott and the Clem? Lumberjack went into a magical forest to cut a tree. Upon arrival, he started to swing at the tree, and the tree went, wait! I'm a talking tree. The lumberjack grinned and said, and you'll dialogue.
Oh, man.
You got other ones there?
Trisha said, what did the grape say when it got crushed?
What's that?
Nothing. It just let out a little wine.
Oh, God. Are you banking on these?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's the one about ice fishing? If you ever wonder how to go ice fishing, like if you're going to go on Lake St. Clair?
Yeah.
You drill a hole, and then you take a bat, and then when the... Oh, I messed it all up. Never mind.
Okay.
I'll tell later. You put peas around the hole, and never mind, because it would get dirty if I did it the wrong... Or I had to stop there.
Shannon, why did the golfer wear two pairs of pants?
Why?
Just in case he made a hole in one.
See, now that's in
your area. There we go. That's in my area.
There you go. All right. Charlie, what's up, bud?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We're good. You got a dad joke for Ryan?
I do. What did the zero say to the eight?
What did the zero say to the eight?
Huh.
What's that?
Hey, where'd you get that belt at?
Oh, all right. We got a lot of great. That's our favorite of the day. We're out here in a high note. Charlie, you're awesome, man. Have a great day, bud.
Thanks, boys. You too.
Bye. That's fantastic.
Where did you get that belt?
Never heard that one. Right, so you got your dad jokes now?
Oh, man, yeah.
You're all set. So you know, this is the kind of relationship that Ryan has with Heidi. Is this killing her that she can't call in?
Yeah, she wants to. She's been texting me. She's in a meeting right now. I told you, every Friday she does those dad jokes Fridays.
Okay.
With her work. She loves them, so.
All right. Tomorrow morning, we're going to talk about why Ryan needs to buy white New Balances everywhere he goes.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, newbies are next for you, buddy. 8:55. Stone Soup, 9:20 this morning. We'll give you the update.
Yep.
You guys pick the vehicle. We'll give you all the deets.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.